Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about, like, kind of deciphering the Will Smith slap. Jada Pinkett, you know, I didn't really talk about it, but now that all the aftermath is died down, you know, everything has died down from then, but we still talking about it because I don't think Will Smith's ready to face reality. Not only did Jada Pinkett say that she was forced to marry him, she had her daughter writing a letter to Will Smith, you know, to her fake baby daddy, Tupac, being that that's Will Smith's daughter, and I'm just a little confused as to, like, how that is okay. Like, you allow your daughter to write letters to a dead man that never really wanted you, because at this point, you know, he had known her for years. I get that Jada was his heart when he said that. I think that was his friend, but I don't think that he wanted to have a relationship with her. And that's fine. Like, there's some guys that I probably know that I've probably liked myself, and I think I've had that happen before when I was younger, where they didn't like me back, you know? Maybe I gave that person my number from a friend and they didn't call me. Oh, fucking well, that's their loss. But unfortunately for Jada Pinkett, she can't seem to move on mentally, physically, or emotionally. So what I would recommend her do is create a Tupac replica robot that is a hologram or something that could, you know, you can make because you got millions of dollars from Will Smith. Maybe you should start an emotional partner thing where you could bring back the dead and have them as your boyfriend, because this is a living man with living needs. And for her to disrespect her husband that she got in a marriage with and act like it's a business when actually it is for them. So a lot of us don't realize, like, Hollywood is like the queens and queens of the old. You know, they married because they wanted to have alliances that would further their family line. We can't say the same for her, because as we can see, Will Smith's eldest son is going to carry the name on, but the son that he has now probably won't, and that's only because he's chosen a different lifestyle path, and I'm not here to talk about that, but I am, because I feel like with these Hollywood people, and just people in general, like, I can't sit here and just blame them, we lack the ability, some of us lack the time and effort that we should be putting into our kids, that we're putting into ourselves. So while she's worried about being happy, while she's worried about telling other people that Will Smith wasn't a good lover, I think that the slap was frustration not only coming from her, but the world. But I just don't understand, like, and I'm not saying violence should happen to her. Why hasn't he put her in her place? I get the fact that his dad was abusive towards his mother. I understand that. And the last thing he wants to do is turn into his father. But at the end of the day, I just wish that Will Smith actually thought about the fact that his wife is disrespecting him. And it's funny because I work in a cool little office. I used to work for Turo. I'm going to be honest with you. I used to work for them. And we'll talk about on the next segment. I want to mix it up a little bit about workplace politics. Like, have you ever worked somewhere where people just want you to fail? Like, they act like they're your friend. And then, like, okay, you know, other people are having attendance problems, missing days. Maybe they're smarter than me, covering themselves with doctor's notes that I didn't cover. I probably should have, because I had access. I could have went to this access to medical. I could have went to my doctor, and then they would have, you know, excused the absences. I could have went to next care, but I didn't do that. And so now I could, of course, you know, say, oh, F them, they're not the right people, whatever. But, you know, I would almost say in this case, so once it's over, right? It's over. Like, once you lose your job, it's over. Once you lose your man, it's over. But for whatever reason, there are some people that don't understand that. They don't want it to be over. They want to keep having who they have and continue the relationship. And I'm sure all of us have been young. Okay, I'm going to be with this person, do that. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you're better than me. I'm going to say that I've made my mistakes in my life and I've owned them pretty for the most part. And if I haven't, I'm sure karma will come back and knock it, right? But ultimately, I'm not mad at Vivica for saying what she said. Because to be clear, Jada Pinkett is absolutely wrong for what she's doing. Like, she should not be in a relationship with someone that she's not in love with, that she's not sexually satisfied with, that she feels like she has to have sex with her son's friend in their house. Like, who does that? Like, and you shouldn't do it, you know? If you have done it, I'm sure you're ashamed, but you wouldn't be talking about it in public. And I just feel like there's just certain things that you shouldn't have to disclose. And if you do disclose those things, it shouldn't be out in the open where everybody knows about it. It should be between husband and wife. And I just don't understand Jada Pinkett. Like, she got a Grammy for the show. Somebody in my office was like, that's bullshit. She should have never got it, because it's like, nobody wants to watch that bullshit. Let's just be honest. Like, who wants to watch a show where a woman sits there and acts like a hoe, has her hair shaved off? She's talking about the next man, about healing. Well, maybe you should heal your mind and learn that this is not acceptable. What you're doing is not acceptable. And it's not, like, it's not cool. Like, how do you think your kids think of this? Like, and then she has Willow Smith talking about sex on the show. And I get it. Some people are sexually fluid with their kids where they talk about things, and I'm just not going to do it. There's just certain things that should be left to imagination. But if she feels like talking about it with her daughter, then that's her prerogative. But once you get into this aspect of, okay, I'm just going to sit here and hate on Will and say, oh, you know, I never loved him. I never want to be married. I was forced into this. I mean, come on. You knew that if you married Will Smith, you'd have the best opportunity possible to be rich and famous forever, whether you wanted to work or not. And, you know, she has her daughter and her son, you know, and they're both kind of out there. But obviously, if you grew up in Hollywood, like, I'm not even going to blame them. It's not their fault. You know, their mom's weird. Their dad, I won't say he's completely weird, but he's sort of weird. Because, you know, a lot of people didn't like the fact that he kissed his son. But I know a lot of men that aren't okay with giving their son kisses. And I think he was just playing around and people took it, you know, just took it incorrectly. Possibly, or maybe not, maybe they didn't take it incorrectly. Maybe they knew that, you know, maybe this is a part of who Will Smith is. Maybe not. The idea that a man is kissing his son is just not acceptable to any of us. But at the end of the day, Hollywood is weird. So let's go ahead and get into the music right now. Up next, we're going to listen to some Ray J. If I had one wish, it would be for him to sing. And we'll be talking about that coming up next. Thank you for tuning in to Ear to the Streets. I'm your host, DJ Harmony. Make sure to leave a comment below, message below as well. I'll left the link below in messages so that you guys can contact me and give me your thoughts on this. I mean, I see y'all listening and watching on Spotify and Amazon and different places, but I really want to get this conversation open and going. So on the next segment after this one, we're going to be doing a video broadcast. Do appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I will be back in a few moments afterwards from our sponsor. Okay, so we do got some word that Irv Gotti's talking reckless. And I try to stay away from this because it's not really my thing to sit here and get into other people's business. My whole thing is this. I really don't care who Will Smith, you know, is with. I don't really care if Jada Pinkett goes and has like 20,000 boyfriends. But if that is the news we're reporting, I'm going to report on it. Definitely. So at this point in time, we got Dusty Ass. I'm going to be honest about that. Dusty Ass. Irv Gotti talking about Ashanti. I would have put him in court for defamation. Even if it was a lie, like, prove it. Prove that I knew, okay? But, you know, I just think, like, it's weird that he's talking all about it. He's the one that told. She never said a word. And that makes him look so stupid right now. He called her the B on Joe's show. He wasn't having it, you know, because this is the girl he made millions with. He doesn't have any ties to Irv Gotti in that way. They've already done their business. It's over with, you know. But he's very, very thankful, obviously, for the fact that she, you know, jump-started again his career, you know, not to mention She's probably done some other work for other artists. You know, I don't know, because I haven't looked through all his catalogs with all his other artists. But, you know, a lot of people do like Ashanti. I mean, she's kind of like the Janet Jackson of our generation when it comes to, like, that soft, you know, alto singing and you know, just having that innocence at that time, being such a young girl. It's a shame that we have predators in this industry like him that just feed off of that, period. So, you know, it's really sad to say that he's the one that is on every outlet talking about her, not to mention Drink Champs. He's, you know, making his round, his media tour, and it's almost like we know him more or less for being with Ashanti. And we know that he was the owner of Murder, Inc. with, you know, alongside his brother and all that. But as we can see, the label has ceased to exist. And you know, that's a shame. But that's how a lot of these labels were back in the early 2000s and 90s. You know, there's a lot of people that were inspired to start their companies. But, you know, maybe they just didn't decide to keep doing music. There was also a raid done there that allegedly 50 Cent called the people on. I don't know. But, you know, 50 and you know, Irv Gotti and them had some beef, and it might have been about a woman, I don't know. But the fact that Fat Joe had him on his Instagram show and said what he had to say is really alarming. So on this next segment, after our commercial break, we'll be getting into that. We'll also be talking a little bit about what's going on in the trending news topics. Let's get into various topics. We do appreciate you for tuning in to Radio Tube TV. And just now, we did have a report that Marshall Lynch, that was on Westworld Season 2, has been arrested for DUI. And I think it's a shame. Like, people get arrested all the time. Like, I don't think just because he's a football star can't happen. But if you're drinking and driving, please drink responsibly. You can call a cab, tell someone to pick you up, so that you're not front page news. And I'm just going to say this. I love Marshall Lynch's acting. He was really good in Westworld Season 2. Caleb, you want more on that information? This has been sponsored by Throne Room, which is my other channel. And on that channel, we actually do talk about Westworld, Game of Thrones, Last Kingdom, Nightfall, and a couple other series to name a few. And we'll have some new stuff up tonight. So time you might be hearing from me, talk a little bit about Throne Room, my other channel, as well as gigs at home, work at home. Upstart, I started years ago before everybody else started doing work at home and make money at home channels. And I stopped doing it because I was working on my Throne Room channel. But at this point in time, just go ahead and check us out later. We'll be talking a little bit more about some trending updated news as it comes in. And every night at 8 o'clock, you will hear the live stream on YouTube where we talk a little bit about the trending news for the day. Just the audio broadcast. And then, of course, at 12 every day when I'm at work and not actually present, you'll be seeing some more daily shows for me. So Radio Tube Hype is a daily show that will be starting a segment with some other colors and some other things going on. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on the next one.
After the break, of course.
Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about this subject. It's kind of taboo. It's kind of controversial. For all those that are underage, please click off. But there's been a lot of people, and this is my own personal experience, and if you had it, I'd love to hear your story. I'm going to be posting an ad on Facebook as well as other places, and I'll pay, like, whoever has the best story, I'm going to pay you to talk to me. Explain why people do this. If you're a guy and you're listening, I'd love your input as to why I would want this, or any other woman, because I'm feeling like this is like the new thing. So let me just be honest with you. I'm not asking for these photos. People are sending them to me. They're sending them to me, and I'm not asking for them. And what's funny about it, my friends, you know, my husband's like, oh, it's because you're befriending these people and that's why they're sending them. And I'm like, no, that's not why they're sending them. They're sending them because they're crazy as hell. And I just want to know why people are sending pictures of their genitals to me, because I definitely did not ask for them. And I just wish that all of us women, or, you know, men, if you're getting pictures from women that aren't appropriate, we could just make a website like the Walmart website where we see people in Walmart and we post it because they're sending it to us. I would like to create a website like that. I mean, I could definitely, like, all the pictures I've been sent, I could low-key start a pornographic site about it, because They're sending them to me in droves. And so I'm going to post a video that will only be available on our website, Radio Tube Digital, because that's where we put all our digital stuff there. We have Radio Tube TV relaunching on Tuesday. So make sure to go to the website on Tuesday, register to become a member. The only way you'll win contests and be a part of the drawings is if you're a member. And then ultimately, we are going to start paying people to do documentaries and start getting into film and stuff like that. So if you are one of those people who have a great story to tell, give us your story. We'll try to create a documentary around it. We're definitely just trying to create something new and improved online that everybody can, benefit from and learn from. I'd love to go into Jewish churches and regular churches, do undercover stuff, the prosperity gospel stuff. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. I actually did take journalism in school, and this is going to be my new vision for my channel, Ear to the Streets News, because I want to get out there in the public and start doing more. We'll also get around to talking about Trump today as well, with that whole situation. Karma Largo will be my next topic I'm going to talk about next. But I just want to understand this, what kind of person do you think a woman is? Like, unless I work on that type of industry, OnlyFans, which I don't have OnlyFans, I don't engage in that type of stuff. I'm just not that kind of woman. And yeah, in the past, I've been a stripper for a couple of 3 months of my life. Whoop-de-doo, it might have been six. And I don't judge people for doing that. Everybody has to make their money. Everybody has to live. But I wouldn't recommend it. If you are the type of person that might be a little self-conscious, I would not recommend that type of industry, because you're going to have to make yourself damn near perfect for your customers. And a lot of people are just not willing to put that work in, and I'm not. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you if you do that. It matters what kind of person you are. Ultimately, it does not matter, that you're doing that as a job. I'm sure there's other badder things people could possibly do to be judged by them, but I'm not here to judge anyone, and I just want to make that abundantly clear. Now, with that being said, I never asked for any of these photos. There's been a lot of men from everywhere sending me pictures. One guy sent me a picture, looked like he had some sort of whatever that disease Michael Jackson had. That's what they had, and I'm not making fun of them. It's just, why are you sending me this photo? I don't want to make fun of people and marginalize people that have that problem, but at the same time, I do want to kind of bring light to the fact that I didn't ask for these photos, and so you're sending me unsolicited photos. Maybe I should send you a picture of somebody else's back. That's what my friend told me. I'm like, yeah, maybe we should send them a picture of that back to themselves so that they'll understand exactly what's going on. So that is the only thing about it that I dislike, is that I felt like I was being somehow raped in a way. Like, I know I wasn't, but in reality, I kind of was. There's a girl that actually went on the metaverse, and she said she got raped in the metaverse. That's different. And it's almost the same thing because it's virtual. So I'm not going to sit here and say that it doesn't sound any more funnier than what I'm saying. But I ultimately just don't understand, what the motivation is behind that. Like, say you were just talking to a guy and he sent you these photos. And, oh, I went too far. Well, yeah, of course you did. And now I don't want nothing to do with you. I had a friend this week that dealt with that, where they're sending her pictures of their this guy sending the picture of, himself. Like that. And what's really funny about my friend that was telling me, she was working with this guy, at her place of business. She works in a medical center. And apparently this guy was giving her vibes, like, oh, blah, 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 blah. She's like, well, I'm with somebody right now, so I'm really not trying to, do all that. And against her own concern, she befriended him on Facebook. And the result of that is he's sending her unsolicited photos of his private area that she didn't ask for. And she really thought this guy was, God-fearing, this guy was a man that possibly could be, a guy that she could probably grow into a relationship with. But now that's tarnished because he's sending over dick pictures for someone that didn't ask for them. And it's sad. I told her, don't respond. I told her, wait a day, and then say, yeah, if you have any kind of respect for yourself, he said, no disrespect, mama, to her. And she's like, no disrespect? What kind of goddamn freak do you think I am? And even if she was, and even if they've got to that point, why would you want to see that before you even, like, sat down together? If it was never spoken of while she was in the place of business with him like that, of course you can't do that because you're, you know, working as a medical assistant or whatever she does. I think she's, like, a med admin. I'm not really sure. But the point is that this guy's sending her unsolicited photos. And I felt bad because, like, from what I can hear, he seems like a pretty decent guy. But, you know, he has other issues going on. He's a lot younger than her, you know, in a sense, about maybe seven, eight years younger, maybe nine, maybe 10. And, you know, it doesn't matter about the age. It's just, you would think that she would act like this more than he would, but maybe it's just, maybe we're just old. Maybe we just don't know this is the thing now. But I've asked girls that work, because I just wanted to ask if it's bothering me, because I'm like, that's low-key, like, pornographic material being just sent to you is wrong. It's like, it's indecent exposure in almost way, you know? But hey, let me know your thoughts on this. I just don't know if I'm out of the loop. Maybe OnlyFans is the way to go when you're dating people now. I'm not a OnlyFan. She's not an OnlyFan. And we're just confused as to what is happening here. Let me know your thoughts on the subject. We'll be up next with the Donald Trump Mar-a-Lago situation, Car-a-Lago, as Colbert said. I'm going to give credit where it's due. But we'll be right back in a few moments. My name is DJ Harmony, and you're listening to RadioTubeTV.com, where independent music and media definitely lives. This segment has been sponsored by ChannelClips.com. If you're trying to get your YouTube video promoted free, this is a community site that we have created with a partner to help content creators out, big or small. And thank you for tuning in. And just so you know, Mr. Beast posted his video on that site a long time ago before he made it big. I'm going to try to go back to the Wayback Machine and try to find that content for you guys so you guys can see. You know, Mr. Beast was on there. Pootie Pie was on the site after the fact. He was famous, of course. And it's just a great way to kind of spread your content around. So we'll give you more information on that later as we hear word from our sponsor from Channel Clips. Otherwise, I will want to hear what you guys have to say about this. Make sure if you're on Twitter or anywhere else that you comment below. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening on YouTube, watching or whatever the case is, I would love to know your thoughts because I am really confused. And this is not for kids. This video or audio, whatever you're listening, is not for children. And I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Now, if you'd like to contribute, I'm going to leave a link below on the YouTube channel and well as our website and the actual description of this audio so for you to submit to us. And thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in a few minutes after I talk about Donald Trump. We'll be out for the day, but thank you for tuning in. If you like more exclusive content and you like what you're hearing here, make sure to go to youtube.com/rate. Well, actually, we don't have a option for that yet because a lot of people are watching and not subscribed, and probably you too. So make sure that you subscribe to this channel on Anchor, Spotify, or YouTube, and we'll be happy to let you in on our contest and private content that's not published to the public. But we'll see you guys in a few moments, and thank you for tuning in.